hell that I was in, I'd do anything to be better.
I thought like a lunatic.
You gotta just have like that little bit of hope that it will get better.
You're gonna make it.
This began my surrender.
I am a witness of my own growth.
It's a life beyond your wildest dreams, and I just have to say, it works if you work it.
My story, that's what I share.
You're listening to Far From Finished, a weekly podcast where we share new, real-life stories of hope and triumph, told by the people who live them. Today's story comes to us from...
I'll be 26 in November. I got clean when I was 23. My clean date is July 5th of 2013. I'm a barber, a master barber of over 2,200 hours in education and schooling from New Hampshire. And, you know... I'm clean. Feels good. You know, I was always that kid that had to fit in and totally looked for acceptance from other people and self-acceptance. I was pretty miserable growing up and, you know, kind of did anything to fit in. And, you know, that included putting chemicals into my body. You know, so before recovery, life was pretty miserable. I got to a point where I was just like sick and tired of being sick and tired and, you know, desperate enough to do anything to not feel the way I felt. You know, high school, you try like recreational drugs and stuff and, you know, as an addict, enough is like, they always say, like, one's too many and a thousand's never enough, and a thousand was just never enough. You know, it was about that feeling, like, just you got to feel numb, and, like, that's what drugs did to me. I didn't have to feel emotions. I didn't have to feel disappointment. I didn't have to feel anything, and it was, like, that euphoric feeling. And then after a while, that wasn't enough. You know, waking up in the morning and... you know, not feeling right and, you know, just doing anything to chase, you know, the next hit. And, like, unfortunately, like, I did a lot of things in my past where, you know, I'm not proud of. I don't need to go through and list what I've done, but, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm just not proud of and would do anything for the next hit. But after a while, you just get so spiritually bankrupt and just emotionally damaged that you're willing to do something because... quite frankly, it's if you don't do anything, you're just going to die. And, like, I wanted to die, but I didn't want to die. You know, so just did something to change that. It sucked at first. Like, I'm not going to lie. Going through withdrawals, it wasn't fun. But I had enough drive where I wanted to change. You know, I had a 7-day detox through American Addiction Centers. And those 7 days were, like, pretty miserable. You know, they put you on medication to regulate blood pressure and all that. And, you know, you get to a point where you're just like, I'm going to do whatever you're going to tell me to do because you're telling me that it's going to get better. And you kind of just have like that little bit of hope that it will get better. The area that I grew up in, there is no recovery. So I personally have never seen, before I got clean, someone make it out of the disease. Everyone that I knew died from the disease, you know, and then getting into groups and stuff and you're seeing people with 30 days clean and they're smiling and they're happy and you want what they have. So that gives you more hope. And you just kind of keep trudging on because people just keep telling you it's going to get better. And, you know, you've already been at its worst. So why not try if it's going to get better? A lot of the staff definitely made the experience in the treatment facility enjoyable. You know, when you started losing hope, they reminded you why you had hope to begin with and, you know, tell their stories because most of them were in recovery. And, you know, they just help you get through it as well as your the other people that are in your house and stuff. So you get that little bit of hope and it makes that pain go away. I would say the biggest skill I got from the treatment facility is that it's a 12-step treatment facility, and they go through the steps with you, and they teach you about, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, things like that, because quite frankly, the treatment facility helped me get clean, but Narcotics Anonymous is what's kept me clean. So they taught me, and you could choose to take these classes or not. So I would take the classes and, you know, they would teach you, you know, to hand it over to God's will. And, you know, it's not a religious program. It's a spiritual program. So you can have a higher power to whatever belief you choose to have. And, you know, there was a lot of Building on the Rock courses, which would help you with your higher power. And, you know, there was a lot of courses on relapse prevention if you ever had relapse issues, which is not a part of my story yet. And I say yet because, you know, like any other addict, I could relapse at any moment. But those relapse prevention courses definitely helped me realize signs of relapse and where I don't want to be. I learned a lot on, you know, it's a dual diagnosis treatment facility, so I learned a lot of problems that I have. And yes, drugs were a problem for me, but the drugs are not the problem. I am. And, like, I learned that I have a lot of work to do on myself to stay clean. And, you know, just because I'm off of drugs, to me, does not mean, like, that isn't the whole thing. Like, you need to work on yourself to change how you are as a person. And, I mean, yeah, it's hard living without drugs, and that's what you use to, you know, hide those emotions and feelings, but, like, you need to get through those feelings, past those feelings, and, you know, and that's just, like, they just pretty much, like, they teach you how to live. Like, even when it came down to, like, bathing, washing dishes, vacuuming, making your bed, like, life skills, like, things that I didn't necessarily not know how to do, but didn't care enough to do. You know, so they teach you anywhere from, you know, life skills to staying clean, relapse prevention, finding a higher power, working a 12-step program. I don't remember everything specifically because it's been over 2 years since I've been there, but it did have, like, a big impression on my life. And, you know, for the first year of me being clean, once a month I would go back every Friday for alumni and speak to the girls, give them hope. You know, it was nice to have people go in there and you see people with clean time. You know, like I said, like, where I'm from, there is no recovery. People die from this disease every day and there's no getting out of it. So to see people that have some clean time, even if it's 30, 60, 90 days, you know, 6 months, you know, you see someone with a year and you're like, holy cow, like, this is amazing. You know, it gives someone a little bit of hope. And, you know, that's, like, my main goal is, you know, it says it right in the steps or, like, in the book work that you can't keep what you have. You can only keep what you have by giving it away. And, like, I truly believe in that. Like, people gave me hope when I first got clean, so I feel like I need to give people hope when they're on their beginning of their journey. And the rehab did teach me that, you know, for sure. I gained a lot of tools from them. My biggest thing is 90 meetings in 90 days. Find a sponsor in a 12-step program. Be of service. Work your steps. Get connected. Get phone numbers. Surround yourself with people in recovery. Delete every phone number, contact, anything on your cell phone. Delete all those friends on social media. And, you know, I learned something in recovery, and there's only one thing that you have to change, and that's everything. You got to be honest to yourself. You know, it helps if you're honest to at least one other person just to get that stuff out. And it does get better. You know, it does get better. Today I have 27 months clean, and I can tell you that it gets better. I have a life beyond my dreams. The career I'm in, I've wanted to do since I was 5 years old, and I make a very decent living doing what I do. You know, I have my own apartment. I have, like, happiness. And, like, the material things, that's irrelevant. Like, true, pure happiness. And, like, I'm not living in fear anymore. I have people that care about me and truly want to see me do well. They're not in my life to sabotage me or to get anything in return. Excuse me. You know, it's life beyond your wildest dreams, and I just have to say, it works if you work it. And you gotta work it, you know. You can't just sit there and expect it to come to you. You have to get it. I chase recovery just as hard as I chase that bag of dope. And, you know, I've done the easy thing my whole life. I've taken the easy road my whole life, you know, so I can try something hard and actually try and achieve something.